Coming up on KUCB News, Unalaska's bars and restaurants are once again open to dine-in services. And Alaska businesses will soon be able to apply for a second round of Paycheck Protection Plan loans. Stay tuned.
Programming on KUCB is made possible by Redfish Electronics, now providing new, used, and refurbished computers, tablets, iPods, MP3s, phones, phone accessories, and flat screens. We also carry external hard drives for your digital storage needs. Redfish Electronics is located in the airport parking lot next to Northport Rentals. Redfish Electronics can be reached at 359-2205.
Good afternoon. You're listening to KUCB 89.7 FM on Alaska. I'm Maggie Nelson with some local news on Wednesday, January 13th, 2021. Unalaska's restaurants and bars are permitted to open to limited dine-in services starting today, despite the city's high coronavirus risk level. The businesses are limited to 35% capacity of their maximum building occupancy, or 10 people per room, whichever is greater. City councilors voted unanimously to adopt the resolution at their meeting Tuesday night. City Manager Aaron Reinders says the resolution also eliminates the city's hunker-down order and instead focuses on the size of indoor gatherings.
When gathering in person is necessary, individuals are to wear the face coverings and maintain social distancing between household groups, and gathering size for meetings and events is limited to 10.
The resolution includes a number of exceptions to gathering limits, including an exception for schools and churches. As the city loosens some of the restrictions it's had in place since the island moved back into the high coronavirus risk threshold last week, some councilors spoke at the meeting about the importance of enforcement. Police Chief Jay King says in addition to their routine security checks on businesses around town, police officers will be taking note of any violations of local mandates.
What we'd like for the citizens to do is, number one, adhere to the mandate. If not, then our officers are going to remind them of the mandate and ask that they comply. Any refusal will be met with the issuance of a citation.
Violators can be fined up to $500, he added. Councillor Thomas Bell said he was concerned about people who don't believe in the severity of the coronavirus. He urged Unalaskans to help their neighbors and follow local and state health guidance.
We may be able to medevac you out of here, but if the case counts are high in other towns, where are you getting medevac to? There may not necessarily be a bed easily available for you to be medevac to. So it's important that we try and stay the course here and mitigate as much as we can.
The resolution continues previous long-standing public health orders, like requiring masks, a 14-day quarantine for anyone traveling into Unalaska, and mitigation plans on entrances and exits of businesses. Councilors will revisit the public health measures at their meeting on January 26th. Meanwhile, as the city moves in and out of the high coronavirus risk level and Unalaskans oscillate between hunkering down and limited social interaction, the city's PCR staff are planning for upcoming events and programming. PCR Director Albert Burnham says that planning for events has been especially difficult, as it is unclear whether or not the island will be ordered to hunker down in the coming months, let alone the coming days. But as far as the rest of January and February go, those PCR programs will almost certainly all be virtual, says Burnham.
Anything beyond February, I have no ability to make a call and say that we're going to be out of any kind of risk threshold, but we're just kind of planning to maybe be able to start offering some programming again around that time. But at the same time, knowing that if we can't, we're going to seek to do things virtually, or like we did with the basketball program in the fall, at least provide something so that those kids don't miss out on a whole year of their development in that sport.
In the fall, the kids participated in a season-long skills competition in which they were able to continue practicing and developing skills without the close interaction of a game setting. PCR Special Events Coordinator Nichelle Kernin echoes Burnham's concern about the uncertainty, but she says preparing for all sorts of situations is in the nature of event planning.
You're kind of coming up with every possible scenario. You're almost over-planning, so you're putting out fires before they can happen, essentially. So within, like, my planning, I kind of go through, you know, what do I want it to look like in a normal scenario, and then what I want it to look like, you know, if it needs to go virtual.
Despite the unpredictability, the PCR is preparing for several future programs and events. Kernine says she is planning a special socially distanced Valentine's Day event in place of the father-daughter dance that would normally take place around the beginning of March and would be an in-person indoor event. She is also working on an Easter event in the Missoula Children's Theater program. Next week, the Community Center will be hosting a virtual event in celebration of Martin Luther King Jr. Day. For more information on upcoming programming, visit the PCR's Facebook page or call 581-1297. That's 581-1297. Alaska businesses will soon be able to apply for a second round of Paycheck Protection Plan loans. KUAC's Robin reports that the Small Business Administration is currently working to set up the program.
The second Coronavirus Relief Act, passed by Congress in December, includes $284 billion more dollars for businesses hurt in the pandemic. The basic idea remains the same: pass money to businesses so they can keep paying workers. But the bill has expanded eligibility for the loans to include nonprofits and live venues and cultural institutions, which have been struggling due to pandemic-forced closures.
I'm glad the second jar is coming around because we need it again.
Clark Behag, the senior area manager for the Small Business Administration, says the SBA is being more methodical with the opening of this round of the Paycheck Protection Program.
Businesses will soon have an opportunity to get a second draw on their PPP, but we're still waiting on SBA and U.S. Treasury to open up the application process.
The money coming to Alaska will be disbursed soon through some local banks. But for now, the Small Business Administration wants employers to get ready. What the new loans cover has expanded.
Payroll costs, interest and mortgage obligation, rent obligation, and utility payments were the original forgivable expenses. They added operations expenditure, property damage costs, supplier costs, and worker protection expenditures to those lists of forgivable expenses.
Behag has been offering an online question and answer session every Wednesday afternoon through the Alaska Small Business Development Center. Registration is through their website, AKSBDC. He says he wants people to understand the program and take advantage of it because he gets a personal payback.
The satisfaction I get is talking to small businesses that I've assisted in the first draw. They come back, oh yeah, we got our PPP loan approved. So despite all the stress, the program worked and people were able to keep their employees on payroll.
In Fairbanks, I'm Robin.
The Unalaska City Council meets tonight via teleconference and Zoom. At their special work session, councilors are expected to review and prioritize the city's capital projects, as well as hear the results of the COVID-19 community survey. The City Council will meet tonight at 6 o'clock. The community is encouraged to participate in the meeting. People can join Zoom online or telephone in at one of the numbers provided on our community calendar at kucb.org. Comments and questions can also be emailed in advance to City Clerk Margie Veeder no later than 5 p.m. today to be read into the record at the meeting. Or you can also listen live here on 89.7 FM or Channel 8 TV. And that's the news from Unalaska. I'm Maggie Nelson, and you're listening to KUCB 89.7 FM. Find us online at kucb.org. And please stay tuned for your local and marine weather forecasts.